The Stamps of Approval, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. When I was a kid, one of the ways collectors bought stamps was called approvals. A dealer would send you a selection of stamps, you kept the ones you wanted, and sent back the ones you didn't, along with payment for the ones you kept. It was all based on trust. But times have changed, costs have risen, and there aren't many approvals dealers anymore. But the American Philatelic Society's sales division still works almost the same way. Director Tom Horn calls it a clearinghouse.
We have members who send in stamps and sales books that we sell them, the blank books. They price them and describe them and then send them in to us. We send them out to members who have asked for particular categories. We have about 168 of those categories.
Stamp stores are disappearing. Price lists and the internet just aren't the same thing.
A lot of people want to see those stamps right in front of them.
When I was a kid, getting approvals was a thrill, and for many adults now, it still is.
When they see this thing coming in the mail, it's like a little stamp store coming to them, and they get a chance to look at it.
You'd think with the internet and eBay, the 120-year-old APS sales division would be a dinosaur, but Horn says no.
We're going to be just as thriving 20 years from now as we are now, mainly because people like that, and it's an inexpensive way to get inexpensive stamps.
Of course, says Horn, the APS sales division does use modern technology. Every sales book is microfilmed before it goes out to buyers, but
we're going to be switching to digital imaging from microfilm, and we can use that digital imaging to send things to members in countries we can't send to now.
Because of import restrictions, import duties and taxes, or just high mailing costs. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more about stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.